Questions number 1 and number 2.
Thank you for your presentation, Professor Williams. You mentioned how a cashless society can increase the government's tax income.
That's right, Beth. It is easy for businesses to avoid paying tax when they receive payments in cash. However, when money is received digitally, income tends to be recorded correctly. When businesses pay tax correctly, it benefits society.
Okay, let's take some questions from the audience. Anyone? Yes, you, madam.
Most of my friends use cards to pay in shops and online. However, my grandmother is 85 and finds using cards and internet banking difficult. Isn't a cashless society bad for the elderly?
It's true that the elderly need more support to use this new technology. However, cards are safer than cash for the elderly.
How? I don't believe that.
Elderly people often keep large amounts of cash in their homes that can be stolen by criminals. However, stolen cards can be canceled immediately, and the money returned.
Anyone else? Ah, yes, this gentleman here.
Hi, Professor. My dad owns a small shop. He said it costs him extra money when customers use cards. We think a cashless society will kill small businesses.
It is true that cards and digital payments involve small transaction fees. However, as I mentioned before, cashless payments are more convenient, even for small businesses. It must take your dad a lot of time to count the cash he receives, then record it for tax purposes. Cashless payments open up new opportunities, like an online shop, for example.
Thank you. Any more questions?